From the news, the starting five, Frozen 2, Taylor Swift, Dolly Parton, Twitter ads, and impeachment by Tara F. Chan. You've made it through a week of 8 public hearings on impeaching President Donald Trump and a 5th Democratic debate, so it might be easy to forget there's another world leader in jeopardy of being forced out of office. Israel's Attorney General announced yesterday that his office plans to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for bribery and breach of trust. It's been a tumultuous year in Jerusalem, with 2 elections failing to deliver a stable government in the next 21 days, and for the first time in history, any Knesset politician could become prime minister, majority of colleagues support. And if that too fails, a third election, where one candidate is another step closer to criminal charges, could be on the horizon. Here's what else you need to know. 1. Let It Go, the movie every young child has been waiting for and every patient and every parent with eardrums has been dreading, is finally here. Frozen 2 is released today, and the songwriting duo behind the first film's most iconic tunes 6 years ago is back with 7 original songs, which were released last week. The animated musical appears to have a thread of Norse mythology running through it, so could entertain the adults just as much as the kids. 2. Bye Bye Birdie. After a surprise announcement from Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey last month that the social media platform will ban political ads, that policy is set to come into effect today. Political ads have never contributed much in terms of Twitter's revenue, but it's a symbolic move to ban political content. Ads about issues that don't advocate for a particular outcome will still be allowed. This week, Google also announced it will no longer allow ads that contain demonstrably false claims. Facebook, which kickstarted the issue, has yet to announce any such changes. 3. Pulling heartstrings. If you haven't noticed, 73-year-old Dolly Parton is everywhere right now. From co-hosting the Country Music Awards to the Dolly Parton's America podcast, We Can't Get Enough. Netflix has gone all in on Dolly and is today releasing Dolly Parton's Heartstrings, an 8-episode anthology with each based around a different Parton song. And yes, Jolene is, of course, one of the episodes. 4. You Need to Calm Down. Ciara will be hosting the American Music Awards on Sunday night, but all ears will be on Taylor Swift. Not only will legendary singer-songwriter Carole King present Swift with the Artist of the Decade Award, but the lover singer has yet to publicly indicate if she'll delve into her back catalog. A public back-and-forth between Swift and her old label, Big Machine Records, left it unclear as to what songs she can contractually perform, and given the situation, if she even wants to. We'll find out once the show starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. 5. Breathe Out. We're excited to announce that there will be no impeachment hearings today, so take a deep breath and relax. There's currently no hearings scheduled for next week either, but it may not last too long, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has already said more witnesses could be called in the future. We aren't finished yet. We will go where the facts take us, she said yesterday. Instead of live tweeting the hearings today, Trump is set to meet with vaping industry execs and public health advocates to discuss youth vaping. Looking for the most important Trump impeachment news in one place? Newsweek's daily blog will keep you in the know. Check out the latest coverage here.